So David Smith had a good look round at us, and he said, I don't think it exists. I'm going to quote you a few quotes from a couple of Western teachers, which Tenzin Palmo quotes in her book, Cave in the Snow. Very interesting little articles in that. So this is from Andrew Harvey. I'm very grateful for all my relationships with my teachers, but I've come to understand that you can be frozen by that relationship, frozen into a position of infantilism. It can enforce in you all sorts of inabilities to deal with the world, and it can also corrupt the master. What the new thinkers were suggesting in the place of the guru was a spiritual friend, a figure who did not claim to be enlightened, who did not wish to be regarded as infallible and given total obedience, but who would walk the path with the seeker, a democratic solution befitting Western culture. And Tenzin Palmo herself says, I think it's more important for the West to practice Buddhism and rely on having good teachers rather than gurus. They're not necessarily the same thing. A guru is a very special relationship, but you can have many, many teachers. Atisha had 50 teachers. Most teachers are perfectly capable of guiding us, and we're perfectly capable of guiding ourselves. People can put off practice forever, waiting for the magic touch that is going to transform them, or throwing themselves on someone who is charismatic without discriminating whether they are suitable or not. We should just get on with it. If you meet someone with whom you have a deep inner connection, great. If not, the Dharma is always there. It's not helpful to get off on the guru trip. It's better to understand the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha.